Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for an opportunity to be here on the prayer call again, Father. We stand in the space, Lord. We continue to keep a tight link around this space called prayer, around this space called the midnight cry hour, Lord. We thank you, and we declare, Lord, that everyone that participates on this call, everyone that has been a participant on this call, continue to hear the vibration and feel the vibration of this call, these prayers, no matter where they are in this season. Lord, we decree and declare a safety net over all of our family, our friends, our loved ones, our leaders. Lord, we decree and declare a new sense of urgency come into our lives, Lord, around each and every prophecy that you have given us, Father. Lord, let there be an urgency under our feet, in our hands, in our minds, and our boldness to walk into whatever the word is that you have given us. Lord, we decree and we declare a new spirit of anointing that come over us in the area of arts, in the area of science, in the area of technology, in the area of math, in the area of logic. Father, let every saint have the opportunity, Lord, and give them the coaching and the space to demonstrate, Lord, their skills in these different areas, Lord, so that not only can we have a presence in the church, but now we have a presence in technology. Now we have a presence in business, in education, in government, in politics, Lord. Let there not be a space on earth, a domain on earth where the prophets are not. And we decree and we declare new discoveries, new innovations, new technologies, Lord, that shall come into our midst, Father. Lord, we decree and declare the mindset of an investor, Lord, of a lender, Father, Lord, the business person, Lord. Let that person rise up in each and every one of us, Lord. Let it not be that we are just saints, Lord, but we are also business people. We are also savvy. We are also shrewd. We are also cunning, Lord. We thank you for them in the right way, Lord, and we decree and declare your glorification in every one of these things, Father. We thank you for the building of the kingdom of God, the building of the kingdom of God, Lord. Encourage this saint, Lord. We decree and declare encouragement for all of our saints, Lord, those who are in families, those who are single, those who are widows, those who are with child, those who are without child, Lord, whatever the challenge might be, Lord, continue to raise them up. I decree and declare a fire-like confidence in the belly of all the saints in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you for breathing a fresh new air, a fresh new spirit, Lord God, of life. We thank you, Lord God, that our steps are ordained, Lord God, that you would cause us, Lord God, in this space and in this time and this hour to live out our purpose, Lord God. We thank you that you have chosen us, that you've made us the chosen people, Lord God. But we pray that in this season, Lord God, that our glorification comes from our actions, Lord God, that we would move in faith and in courage and in strength, knowing, Lord God, that we have victory in all things. I thank you for the increase that that's taking place in our lives, increase in our finances, increase in restoration of relationships, Lord God, increase in our consciousness, Lord God, increase in provision. Lord, we thank you that all our needs are met. And this is the season, Lord God, that you would grant us our heart's desires, Lord God, that you would overwhelm us and overfill us and just bless us abundantly, Lord God, with our heart's desires. But I pray that in this season, Lord God, that as we sow in prayer, as we sow with our finances, that we sow, Lord God, that we will reap all that you would have for our lives. We pray for family members, Lord God. I pray for the men in our communities, in our homes, in this space. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would raise them up to be leaders than ever before, Lord God, that whatever filters or whatever things that are upon them, whatever spirit that would cause people to see them as objects and not as men of God, Lord God, I just cancel it now in the name of Jesus, that they would have a light of glory upon them in this season, that men would come forth, that they would grow, and they would lead the family, they would lead in relationships, they would lead as men of children, Lord God. I pray for the women of each household, Lord God. I pray that women in this season will stand in their strength, Lord God, that they will stand in the strength that you've caused us, Lord God, to mother the family, take care of our children, our household, Lord God. I pray for the children in this family, Lord God. I pray a double anointing upon the children, that the Holy Spirit, they will come to know the Holy Spirit and know you, God, in their own way, Lord God, that you would speak to them. I thank you for the angels of safety, angels of protection, Lord God, that cover us each and every day as we go to and fro, Lord God, to and fro, living out our purpose. I thank you for the angels that follow us and guide us, Lord God. Lord, I pray that in this season that healing will take place, emotional healing, spiritual healing, physical healing. I pray, Lord God, that in this season that we will have no lack in our homes, in our hands, in our feet, that lack will not be our portion. I cancel any spirit of depression, any spirit of fear, any spirit Lord God, that will cause us to shrivel, Lord God, that will cause us to stop, that will cause us to be afraid and not walk in our purpose, Lord God. I thank you in this season that we have the voice, that this prophetic voice will come into great manifestation of all the things that you have spoken in our lives, Lord God. I cancel, I burn down, I cast, I break any chain that will cause us, Lord God, that will cause us, Lord God, to not walk and not move in action. I thank you, Lord God, for the light and the glory that, God, when we walk into rooms, Lord God, that people, Lord God, whatever that we ask for, whatever we seek, doors will open, Lord God. Lord, I pray that light, that glory would be a light in dark places, Lord God, that you would use us to bring people to your name, that you would use us, Lord God, that when people see us, that they will see you, Jesus, that our lives will glorify your name. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would forgive us of any of our sins, known and unknown, that you would make us clean. I thank you for salvation that is our portion each and every day, Lord God, that you would, that even in times when we have nothing to say, Lord God, that our actions will be our prayer. I pray that communication will never stop between you, Lord God, and us, Lord God. I thank you that what you're doing in this atmosphere, Lord God, that where we step and where we walk, Lord God, that we have victory in everything, 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 everything. There was no lack. Lack is not our portion. I thank you for the law of infinity that allows us to understand, Lord God, that we don't have to count numbers. We don't have to worry about what's in our bank accounts, Lord God, that what's in our hands, Lord God, that there is nothing that we don't ask for, Lord God, that you won't bring forth in this season and double. But I thank you for our shepherds, Lord God, that sacrifice each and every day to fill us with the word, to show us more about you, to expand our consciousness, Lord God. I pray that you would touch them in this hour, wherever they are. You would touch our shepherds, our leaders, our archbishop, our pastor, all those who serve you each and every day. Lord, touch them in this season. May they know that their sacrifice is not in vain, Lord God, that they are raising up children like us, Lord God, that will continue to sow and continue to move forward your vision and your purpose. I pray that the prophetic, Lord God, the true and accurate prophetic, Lord God, would touch lives of people who are seeking a way, who don't know you, Lord God. I pray that you would speak them as out. I think of all the prophets that travel and come to speak into our lives, Lord God, that are truly on assignment for you. I thank you for the authenticity of your word each and every day over our lives. life. I thank you, Lord God, for Lord. I thank you for my husband in this season, in this hour. I thank you for the favor that's over his life in this hour. I thank you, Lord God, that as he continues to press forward, Lord God, and guide us as a family, I pray, Lord God, that the favor of God continues to move through him. I thank you for the favor in his hands and his feet and his mind and his body, Lord God. Lord God, may he be appreciated in this season. Whatever he asks for in this season, may it be granted unto him, Lord God, as a leader in Christ, as a leader of our family, of our communities. I thank you now. Let it go, Shasta. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, including the blood that covers us each and every day. And because of this blood, that we be reminded about this blood, the blood of Jesus that covers us, Lord God, that we will fear nothing. We will fear nothing. We will lack nothing. I thank you for the blood in this hour. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify your name in all that we do. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. For it is by the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Father, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless you for your grace. We bless you for your mercy. We bless you for our leadership. We bless you for our parents on this side of heaven and the other side of heaven. We grace them, Lord God, with love and compassion and provision. Father God, give us the strength to take care of our elders. Give us the grace and the sensitivity and the discernment to take care of our living parents. Give us the provision to provide for them. Give us the strength, Ashataba, to carry them, Lord God. Let us not grow weary in well-doing. Let us not take them for granted. Let us not forget about them, God. But God, use us to sustain their lives and to expand their lives and to bring them joy. Father God, anoint us to bless our parents in the Nedebosheta, for this honors you, God, and it pleases you, Lord God. And you told us to honor our fathers and mothers, that our days shall be long upon the earth. Lord God, teach us how to honor them correctly. Teach us, Rabosheta, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask in the name of Jesus to tenderize our hearts towards our elders. In the name of Jesus, let none be left alone. Let none be neglected. Let none be abandoned, Lord God. Even if they're not even related to us, if we're connected to them in any way, let us not ignore them, Father God. Sensitize our ears and our eyes and our hearts towards our elders, Father, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to keep them safe. Teach us, let none go sick and neglected, Father God. Put them deep on our hearts, God. Give us, oh God, the burden for our elders, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And our children, Father God, those who have lost parents, oh God, cause us to stand in the gap for the children, Lord God. We cover them, Lord God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them and against every one that would come to exploit our children. We come against them. And at we put a wall of fire about our children and about our elders, my God, and let every ungodly attack against them be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. We cover every family. We cover every marriage on this call. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We cover them with a wall of fire. We come against adultery. We come against every wayward spirit. We come against every distraction and distractor in the name of Jesus. Cause focus to come upon every marriage couple. Let them focus as never before in the name of Jesus. Strength by your word. Strength by your power. We speak provision and we speak strength. Amen to every man. Amen. Every head of household. We speak strength, God, and protection for the men. Every attack of our men is rerouted in the name of Kashandabosa. Every attack against fathers, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We reroute every attack, and we send it back to the sender. 1,000-fold return. We plead the blood of Jesus over every father, over every mother, God. Protect the mothers. Protect our women. Protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, protect from disease. Protect from cancers. Protect from stress, illness. Protect our hearts and our emotions from stress and anxiety and depression. And from emotional illnesses, God, caused by worry, caused by fear, caused by stress, caused by discouragement, caused by resentment and bitterness, God. We uproot every spirit of bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness, God. Set us free, Lord God, that we may serve you. Set us free, God, that we may glorify. Set us free, God, that we may continue to hold on to the horns of the altar on behalf of our families, on behalf of our loved ones, on behalf of our community, on behalf of our leaders, on behalf of our churches, God. Hold on, God. Give us the strength to hold on. I speak courage to every discouraged heart right now. In the name of Jesus, God, those that are worried about their children, God, strengthen their hearts, God. Teach them how to cast them over to you, for you said, cast our cares upon you, for you care for us, God. And help us understand that you love the children more than we love them, that you love our loved ones more than we love them, God, because you first made them, and you have a purpose for their lives, God. Teach us how to pray correctly. And get out of the way and let you do what you have to do to bring them into right alignment, God. We break the power of codependency and enablement in the name of Jesus. We will not cripple our children. We will not cripple our loved ones, God, but we will say, Lord, have your way, and we'll get out of your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against every work of darkness that will come against our finances, that would come against our properties, that would come against, Lord God, our real estate favor, that would try to intercept our income and our finance, God. We break the power of the enemy that would come and try to snatch the seed and keep it from being sown into good soil, God. We thank you, God, for fresh oil. We thank you, God, for fresh seed to sow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Prophet Dominique.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We stand here in this space, Lord, of opportunity, Father, an opportunity to praise you, an opportunity to glorify you, an opportunity to show our thanks and our humility, Lord, for the favor, Lord, that you have given upon us, for Father. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to worship, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to sow, to serve, Father. Lord, we thank you that through this we really learn the heart of leadership, Father. Lord, we thank you for your grooming, Father, of our lives, Lord. Your grooming of us into leaders, Lord, into thought leaders, into idea generators, Father, Lord, into community activists, Father, into more lawyers and doctors and journalists, Lord, and all of those who take leadership roles in our society, Father. We thank you for that opportunity, Father. And, Lord, we just pray for everyone on this call, Father. We thank you for all the families represented on this call.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we thank you for continuing to strengthen them from every standpoint, Lord, financially, spiritually, emotionally, from an educational standpoint, Lord. We thank you for continuing to strengthen the families, Lord, and have the families return back to the church. We call for a return of the families back to the church to build the kingdom of God, Lord. We are a force to be reckoned with, Lord. We know that. We know that, Lord. We thank you for the confidence and embodying the fact that the church the church is a force to be reckoned with, Lord, and we assume the great power and responsibility that you have given us here on this earth, Lord, to declare and decree, Lord, and we take it with all humility and honor, Father, and we thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, I pray a traveling favor over anyone that is traveling in this time, if they're traveling abroad, if they're buying a new vehicle, if they are exploring in different areas of the world, maybe even on foot or by some type of public transportation, Lord, we just cast a net of safety, Lord. We cast a net of favor in this season, Lord. Let there be no calamities. We bind up any type of accident in this season, Lord. And we create a bond of the blood of Jesus around them, wherever they are, around us all, wherever we travel in this season, Father. We thank you that the saints are able to travel more in this season, Lord. They're able to go on vacation. We decree and declare vacation opportunities for all of those in the body, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to travel for business, Lord, business travel in this season, Lord. Let people be able to take their first business trip in this season, Lord, to different places. Let those trips be successful and fruitful and productive in this season, Lord. And we just continue to, Lord, thank you as just from the bottom of our heart, Lord, for blessing us with leadership, Lord. Blessing us with examples, Father, is with Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we just are so humbled, Lord, that you would choose us, Lord, to be in their midst, Father, to them, Lord, to be able to even have shortcuts, Lord, because of the fact that they have been through, Lord, and they have been able to teach us, Lord. Thank you for that sight that is beyond sight, Father. We thank you for them, Lord. Or continue to bless them, Lord, with long life. Continue to bless them with healthy life, Lord. Continue to turn everything that they touch into gold, Father. We thank you for their mission, Lord. It's so well-rounded, not only the spiritual, but it's from a health standpoint, Lord. We just thank you for, Lord, their true, genuine love for the people of God, Lord. We just thank you for them and continue to bless them and their families. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Prophets W.E.
Amen. 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 Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord Heavenly Father, we lift up those in this hour, in this season, Lord God. I pray for those who have not come to know you for themselves, Lord God. I pray that in this season, Lord God, that in this season, in this hour, Lord God, that your spirit will come upon them like never before. I pray those who still have questions, those who still are in search of something, Lord God, I pray that they will come to know you, come to find you, come to seek you. I pray that you will use us, the prophets, to speak life into those. I pray that you continue to use us to speak courage and strength and victory. But I pray that in this season, as we are pushed forward to glorify the prophetic, I pray that more lives will be touched, more lives will be transformed, more lives will be empowered. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for, Lord, I thank you for your love that continues to keep us in every hour, in times of sadness and happiness and in fear. And I pray that love be felt all around the world. That people come to know you as love, God. Come to know you as love. Come to know you as love. I pray, Lord God, for second chances. I pray for those who feel like they've messed up and that the mistakes are so great. But I pray that they would know that second chances are their portion. It is possible to turn around. It is possible to realign themselves with you, to give themselves back to you. I pray, Lord God, that as we continue on this journey, that we would come to know you in a deeper way. We would come to hear your word like never before, hear your voice, see you and understand you. And I thank you that in this season, that in our overflow, that we're able to bless others abundantly, that in our overflow, that we're able to lift others, Lord God, in our overflow, that people are able to learn from us and see the reflection of you, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that all of our hearts will be grateful, all our hearts will be humbled in this season, Lord God. And so I thank you and I praise you and I glorify your name, Lord God, that we understand that this is not the final destination, that there's more to come, Lord God. There's more of your kingdom for us to see and experience, Lord God, that this is just a snapshot of what you're doing for us and what's possible for those who love you, for those who seek you, Lord God. I pray in this season, Lord God, that as we open our voices and open our hearts and that we gather together, that everything can turn. Whatever is not in our favor, Lord God, it'll turn into our favor, that victory we will experience, that anything that we desire will come into great manifestation for our lives in this season. I thank you and I praise you and glorify your name and we lift you up, Lord God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we lift up our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we cover them, Lord God, as they travel. We cover them, Lord, with your grace and your divine protection. A wall of fire be about them, impenetrable fire be about them and all that concerns them. Traveling mercy, traveling protections, Lord God. Great benefit and great favor be upon them, Lord God. Ekarabasha, new open doors, expansion, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic strength from your sanctuary, your very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, God, that every need is met. Ekarabashanda. We thank you, Lord God, that they have given and it shall be given unto them good measure. Pressed down, shaken together and running over shall men give into their bosom. We command the heave offering into the bakarabosha until their bosom. We command, Lord God, those that are holding the seed to release the seed. In the name of Jesus, we command the seed to be released unto the bosom of the prophets in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Amen. For everyone that have submitted prayer requests, we lift up Ronald Blake and Eli Graham and Denise Williams, Lord God, and those that are battling cancer. We curse that demon of cancer in the name of Jesus. We break the bad ekabasha of wickedness and every negative prayer prayed against this your people. Every prayer request, we command the needs to be met, every bill to be paid, bodies to be healed, finances, Lord God, housing, vehicles, Lord God, new jobs, Lord God, increase, oh God. Families restored, my God, in the name of Jesus. Housing favor, we thank you, God, and we thank you for healing, for healing is the children's bread. And we cover everyone on this call and every family that's represented on this call, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, amen. Prophets, I tell you, that 30 minutes just goes by so fast when you're in the presence of God. I cannot wait. I am just anticipating when God releases Pastor to expand this call and make it longer. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm just, you know, because I love to pray. I love to be in the presence of God, and the more I pray, the more I see results. The more I pray, the more I see, amen, the blessings upon the people and the healing and the testimonies that come forth, amen. And to know that when we pray, when we speak the word, when we make a declaration, we release healing and we release someone's deliverance, amen. We speak deliverance to the captives. And so God told me, I was rejoicing over a breakthrough and something that I had been trusting God for, and I was excited. And the Lord said to me, don't be comfortable and don't be so excited over your own breakthrough, but you must stand until my people are free, until they receive their healing and their deliverance. And I said, yes, Lord. You know, sometimes we get too comfortable, you know, that, you know, my four and no more mentality. But as a prophet of God, we are called to stand in the gap for the people of God.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And we cannot be so comfortable in our own little world that we forget that somebody next door might be hungry.
Yeah.
We celebrate our families, but somebody is suffering domestic violence even now. And we have to continue, amen, to keep ourselves in the presence of God so he can continue to sensitize us to the cry of his people. Amen. So, prophets, thank you for being on the court. Thank you for standing as a family for the people of God. And we're going to continue to pray and believe God for other couples to come and, you know, let Sunday night be a night for family. Amen. For the people to bring their families. And we pray as a family. Amen. On these calls. Amen. I'm just, you know, we got nights set aside for our youth when they're able to come on Fridays. I'm looking for, you know, pastors wanting a men's night. I mean, you know, and whatever pastor wants, I want to see it manifest. Amen. I'm going to stand until it manifests. So we're calling forth our men, we're calling forth our families, and we're calling forth our youth. Amen. But we can make it all one. And we all can come every night, amen. But I know everyone is not able to be on the calls every night. But we want as many who will to bring your families on Sunday nights, amen. Bring your spouse, amen. Amen. If you're engaged, bring your fiance. That's how you'll know if that's the one for you. Because if they don't want to pray with you, they shouldn't want to do nothing else with you. I'm going to leave that alone, amen. Yeah. You know, amen. So I'm going to hit the announcers really fast, and I'm going to release you. Join Archbishop Jordan every Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And join Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Amen. And also, the Book of the Month 4 is on the way. It's in session. Amen. And I tell you, this book of the month, Prophetic Habitudes, is something else. I tell you, you will get your life, you will get your healing, you will get your deliverance through Prophetic Habitudes. This is a powerful, life-changing work. I tell you, Archbishop just never ceases to amaze me. Every round gets higher and higher. I mean, it's like, the prophetic downloads are so authentic because no book is like another book. And I'm just excited about this book. Amen. And Prophet Joshua broke it open on Saturday, and he taught from that book. It was powerful. Amen. So if you are not in Book of the Month 4, amen, even if, God forbid, you're not trying to come to prophecology, God forbid, you ought to want to get these books that Master Prophet is putting out because you won't be able to get them no other way. But you still should be trying to come to prophecology. But I'm just saying, if you had to make a choice, there is no choice, but you ought not want to miss these books that Archbishop is just, oh, my God. I don't know. I just, prophets, what would you say about the about Prophetic Habitudes? Have you received yours yet?
Yes, we have our Prophetic Habitudes. I actually have not gotten into Prophetic Habitudes as of yet, but we do have our books.
Oh, my God. We just finished chapter 6 on yesterday, and I tell you, you will get your life. Amen. Wow. If you're struggling with anything, any weakness, any issues, any works of the flesh, just whatever, you know, or just, you know, bad decision making, eating wrong, whatever it is, you know, not taking care of your bodies, you know, just, I'm telling you, this book will give you your life. And so you want to be in the Book of the Month 4 because you don't want to miss nothing that the Holy Ghost is downloading through our Archbishop. I can't wait till the next book. And we're just in this, we're just on chapter 7, heading to chapter 7. Amen. But I'm just, you know, I think that's my Aquarian mind. I'm always looking for the next thing. It's like, that was great. What's coming next, you know? Amen. And so we want to be in the Book of the Month 4 because Archbishop promises that the next prophecology is going to be just next level, beyond our expectations, and I'm not going to miss it. Amen. I'm not going to miss it. So, amen. If you want to sign up tonight, call 888-831-0434. Again, 888-831-0434. And join our very own prophet, Joshua Jordan. Amen. Monday through Saturday at 8 p.m. I'm telling you, God has been using this young man. This man of God is on fire for God. He's hungry for God. He's seeking the face of God. Amen. He stays in the presence of God, and he just wants to be used of God, and God is meeting him. Amen. He is meeting him, and he is coming on these calls ready for battle, ready, amen, to feed the people of God, and God has been using him mightily. And so you don't want to miss these 8 o'clock calls ever. If you can't help it, you need to be on these calls. Amen. And if you want to see this prayer continue, amen, these conference calls continue, amen, and the expansion of the prophetic to continue, you need to be a yes in your prayer and a yes in your giving. Text donate at 646-762-0433. Amen. And when you go into battle, and I know you understand that intercession is spiritual warfare, and that's battle. You don't want to go into battle with your tithe in your coffers. You want to get your tithing out of your stuff and into the hands of into the house of God. You don't want to hold on to God's money and you're praying for help, but you're not tithing. Amen. You need to get your tithe together and get it out your coffers. Amen. That, because in your hands, it's a cursed thing. Amen. But when you release that tithe, your 90 will be blessed. Amen. So again, 646-762-0433. And if you are called, you feel a prophetic anointing and a prophetic call upon your life, do not sit out without getting properly groomed and trained and mentored by the most trusted name in the prophetic. Amen. Join the Poem Seekers call. Poem, what is poem? The Prophetic Order of Mar Elijah, a.k.a. our Archbishop, our Master Prophet, Ebenar Jordan. Dial 641-715-3631. And the passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign. Don't be satisfied with, oh, you know, I have dreams and God deal with me and God speak to you. They not the only one. God speak to me too, but you don't have any sense with it and you don't have any training and you don't have any wisdom and you don't have anyone protecting you and covering you. Amen. You don't understand your gifting. You need to be trained. Amen. You know, it's like giving, you know, a child an AK-47. Somebody going to get killed, spiritually killed, you know, dealing with someone who haven't been properly trained. Amen. So come on and get trained in the prophetic, properly trained and mentored. Submit your gift so God can bless you. Amen. And expand your anointing under the guidance of the Grand Master Prophet, Ebenar Jordan. Amen. And lastly, submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. And join us again with Pastor Deborah Jordan on the Midnight Cry 7 days a week, right here Amen. At 515-604-9266. And prophets, thank you for standing. Thank you for your commitment, and thank you for sharing your family and sharing your love with the people of God on tonight.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. We were
thank
blessed
you.
And humbled to be on the call with you. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Love you to life. Have a wonderful Monday, and God bless
you.
Amen.
Bless.
Good night.
Good night.